Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Sharon, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 356. To thee, O God, we bring our adoration. To love divine, in whom we live and move. For thou hast shown to us our perfect selfhood in thy loved Son, whom Jesus came to prove. Hymn number 356.
To read along while the readings are being given tonight, please turn to our website, plainfieldcs.com. Under the Weekly Lessons tab, you'll find the link for the Wednesday testimony meeting, and there you'll find the text. And the theme tonight is obedience. And the readings will now be given by Fairley from Maryland.
The Bible, Deuteronomy. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel. The Lord, he is God, there is none else beside him. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Job. Behold, God is mighty and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they be bound in fetters, and be holden in cords of affliction, then he showeth them their work, and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He openeth also their ear to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. John. Jesus says, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy. God creates and governs the universe, including man. The universe is filled with spiritual ideas, which he evolves, and they are obedient to the mind that makes them. Mortal mind would transform the spiritual into the material and then recover man's original self in order to escape from the mortality of this error. Mortals are not like immortals, created in God's own image. But infinite spirit being all, mortal consciousness will at last yield to the scientific fact and disappear, and the real sense of being, perfect and forever intact, will appear. The substance of all devotion is the reflection and demonstration of divine love, healing sickness and destroying sin. Our Master said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." However keenly the human affections yearn to forgive a mistake and pass a friend over it smoothly, one's sympathy can neither atone for error, advance individual growth, nor change this immutable decree of love. Keep my commandments. The guerdon of meritorious faith or trustworthiness rests on being willing to work alone with God and for Him, willing to suffer patiently for error until all error is destroyed and His rod and His staff comfort you. Obedience to material law prevents full obedience to spiritual law, the law which overcomes material conditions and puts matter under the feet of mind. Mortals entreat the divine mind to heal the sick, and forthwith shut out the aid of mind by using material means, thus working against themselves and their prayers, and denying man's God-given ability to demonstrate mind's sacred power. The supposed laws which result in weariness and disease are not his laws, for the legitimate and only possible action of truth is the production of harmony. Laws of nature are laws of spirit, but mortals commonly recognize as law that which hides the power of spirit. Divine mind rightly demands man's entire obedience, affection, and strength. No reservation is made for any lesser loyalty. Obedience to truth gives man power and strength. Submission to error superinduces loss of power. Belief produces the results of belief, and the penalties it affixes last so long as the belief and are inseparable from it. The remedy consists in probing the trouble to the bottom, in finding and casting out by denial the error of belief, which produces a mortal disorder, never honoring erroneous belief with the title of law, nor yielding obedience to it. Truth, life, and love are the only legitimate and eternal demands on man, and they are spiritual lawgivers enforcing obedience through divine statutes. To be present with the Lord is to have not mere emotional ecstasy or faith, but the actual demonstration and understanding of life as revealed in Christian Science. To be with the Lord is to be in obedience to the law of God, to be absolutely governed by divine love, by spirit, not by matter. I beheld with ineffable awe our great Master's purpose in not questioning those he healed as to their disease or its symptoms, and his marvelous skill in demanding neither obedience to hygienic laws nor prescribing drugs to support the divine power which heals. Adoringly, I discerned the principle of his holy heroism and Christian example on the cross when he refused to drink the vinegar and gall, a preparation of poppy or aconite, to allay the tortures of crucifixion. Our great way shower, steadfast to the end in his obedience to God's laws, demonstrated for all time and peoples the supremacy of good over evil and the superiority of spirit over matter. It is the living Christ, the practical truth, which makes Jesus the resurrection and the life to all who follow him indeed. Obeying his precious precepts, following his demonstration so far as we apprehend it, we drink of his cup, partake of his bread, are baptized with his purity, and at last we shall rest, sit down with him in a full understanding of the divine principle which triumphs over death.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Okay, Carol, can you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn number 92. Happy the man who knows his master to obey, whose life of love and labor flows where God points out the way. Hymn number 92.
Master to obey.
Welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent, located in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. This is our Wednesday evening testimony meeting. Welcome, one and all. This church has attracted attendance and members from all over the world. Many have found us through our website, plainfieldcs.com. It's a very dynamic and active website, and there's quite a large amount of material on it. In fact, I'd like to point out one article that's on our homepage right now. It seems like everybody welcomes the coming of spring, warmer weather, the flowers come out. But there's an article there entitled Voices of Spring by Mary Baker Eddy. And she gives a wonderful perspective on this renewing of spring. And in fact, the article we're featuring was first published back in 1880, and it's a little different from the one that's in the current miscellaneous writings. Definitely read it. It's a wonderful article. I'd like to welcome everyone to join us Sunday morning for our Easter morning service. The service starts at 11 o'clock. Those of us around here, and many of you out there, however, get started a little earlier, 10 o'clock, with our roundtable discussion. It's quite an instructive training session, these roundtables are. Can't say enough good things about them. We also have a Sunday school. It meets 11 a.m. Sunday mornings, and it goes out on its own teleconference number, so any child can attend, regardless of where you live. If your child's interested, call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school and welcome your child there. And this Saturday, we will be having another Bible study, 10 a.m. Saturday morning. And the study questions are on our website. And now I'd like to read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, St. Paul. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. And for everyone that gives a testimony tonight, please keep it within 4 minutes so that everyone will have their chance to share their offering. And for those of you who are on the teleconference, when you're ready, to give your testimony, press **. But keep in mind that as soon as you do so, we're going to hear everything that's within earshot of your telephone, so make sure you're in a quiet place. And when we're ready here, we will call on each of you, one at a time, by name. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Jeremy.
I am very grateful for all I am learning at this church about God's love. The more I learn, the more I am astounded and grateful for how both Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy express that love to mankind, how their teachings show us to live according to that love, and how the practitioners and members carry on that loving work now. I'm so grateful to be a part of this mission, to bring Christ Christianity to the world. I know the need is great because my need was great. And I know the healings are life-changing because Christian Science healings have changed my life completely. It is a blessing to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary.
One of the really great lessons that I am grateful to be learning in this church is this obedience thing. And the reason why it's so important to obey, I have been learning, is that God has a much better plan for each of us than any of us could ever imagine. It's a more satisfying plan in every way. It's better. So why not obey the God who loves us? I know before, when I came to this church, for much of my life, adolescent and young adult life, I was under the impression that there were certain kinds of jobs that would make me happy, certain places to live that would make me happy, certain kind of family, certain things to acquire, all of which would make me happy. And I also thought that it was important that people approve of me, that that would make me happy. And that's a real trap. When I have been driven that way, wanting certain things or thinking that that's what I wanted, those are the times that I have made the worst mistakes, and I've had to retrace my steps. I mean, even when I acquired the things that I thought I wanted, they didn't make me happy, and they didn't add purpose to my life. It was really only with the help of Christian Science practitioner in this church that I began to learn that God is the only one who knows what's best for me. And that means, giving and doing for others. It means unselfed love. And it means doing that with a smile on my face. And then, and only then, does it follow that God provides everything that I really need. And this has been a really, for me, a really wonderful lesson. And also, what goes along with that is that I can be satisfied with God providing only what I need, regardless of what I think I might want. And now the only approval I want is God's approval. And this is the great blessing for me. I have become more stable. I have become much more secure and confident, knowing that God is in control of things, and I can be happy and content with that. I have never lacked anything, because God has always provided what I've really needed. And the only times I've ever experienced lack are those times when I fail to obey what God wanted for me to do. And there's a statement in Isaiah that has come to mean a great deal to me in this regard. It's Isaiah 1, verse 19. And it reads, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." And that's about as good as it gets. So I'm grateful to be learning all these wonderful lessons in Christian Science here at this church. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Oh, good evening. First of all, I want to thank Fairley for the wonderful, powerful readings and this beautiful service. Tonight, I wish to thank the practitioners and all of Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent for all I am learning here. I am especially grateful tonight for a better understanding of our real being as taught here. Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health on page 470, quote, man is the expression of God's being, end quote. And Mildred LeBlanc, in her book, Belief of Invasion, said, being cannot be invaded now or at any time because all being is God, end quote. This spiritual fact helps me to stay in right thinking and counter fear. I do believe this is helping me to be more loving toward all mankind and seeing people as God's idea. But last evening, I had quite a struggle while attending a high school sporting event where there was lots of poor behavior. And thanks to my practitioner, I got right back on track. This thinking about being with God and that God good is our being and the only thing going on in our lives is a treasure beyond words. Thank you.
Thank you. Lil.
I am so grateful for all the love expressed to me when I recently became ill. I was surrounded with God's great love, with practitioner love and support from all the members. The illness became a wake-up call for me, resulting from not being honest with myself about seeing myself and others correctly. It was an outpicturing of my ungodlike thinking, actually proving what a practitioner said to me, it's hell living for myself. The illness is gone, and I'm walking closer to God and making each new day one under His direction. Being willing to change and do right through our mistakes is a great thing. I'm so grateful to be here. What a wonderful service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda
from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the service tonight. I am so grateful for the Plainfield Church workers and the teachings here that have been restoring my sense of joy. Qualities such as gratitude, forgiveness, empathy, self-awareness, purpose, and unselfishness have been cultivated through their help. Before Plainfield, this happiness was more conditional on my environment, others around me, and very hard to sustain under difficult challenges. My understanding of God is becoming clearer, and working with a Plainfield practitioner has been releasing me of deep held misconceptions of God and His creation. The joy I am gaining comes from doing right and living as God has intended me to live. It hasn't come overnight, but it has been worth the work. I am so grateful for Christian Science, for Mary Baker Eddy, for Christ Jesus and this church. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike from New York, go ahead.
Thank you very much for the beautiful service again tonight and the beautiful readings. A couple of weekends ago, my wife was out of town and one of her horses was down and appeared not well. Got him up, and as I walked, him turned to the synonyms of God for a treatment. Over time, there was a little improvement, and since my veterinarian wife was inaccessible by phone, I left a text message and called a Plainfield practitioner for support, which was given with wonderful words of wisdom. Our prayerful treatment resulted in the mesmerism being broken and a more harmonious horse. My wife finally texted me with some instructions on giving herbs, etc., which I did in respect for her beliefs. Then I left him in God's care for the rest of the night. Turning to the barn in the morning, I worked with no place that God isn't present, as provided by my practitioner. I then gratefully attended the Plainfield Sunday offerings. When I checked once again, the horse appeared perfectly normal. I'm so grateful for this exhibit of the all power of God through Christian Science understanding. It overcame everyone's fears, the lack of modern communication, and alternative materia medica. and most grateful to God for his grace, Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy for their sacrifices and all instruction received from this church. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth from Georgia, go ahead.
Here's an article that I turn to often because I've always found it very comforting and helpful. And that is God's Law of Adjustment, written by Adam Dickey. I was reading it the other day, and it reminded me of a healing I had when I was a teenager. The time we lived in Vermont, and I was working during the summer at a college nearby. And once in a while, I would experience very painful menstrual cramps. And that day, I came home in a lot of pain. When I remember lying in bed and reading God's Law of Adjustment, not just reading it, but really poring over each sentence. And there's a paragraph that I'll just quote from that was very helpful and it meant a lot to me. He says, "When we understandingly declare that the law of God is present and is in operation, we have invoked or brought into action the whole law and the power of God. We have declared the truth, God's truth, and that truth of God is the law of annihilation, obliteration, and elimination to everything that is unlike him. When we have stated this truth and applied it as taught in Christian Science to any discordant belief with which we are confronted, we have done all that we can do and all that is necessary for us to do in the destruction of any manifestation of error that ever claimed to exist." Well, what happened is that these cramps left instantaneously. And I also remember that the day was extremely overcast with dark gray clouds. And at the same time, they just completely dissipated, leaving a bright blue sky. And I remember being so awed at this. I'm very grateful for this healing and everything that I'm learning. Thank you.
Thank you. Luann from New York, go ahead.
Thank you. I just have something short to say that comes straight from my heart. I'm so grateful to God for Christian Science and all the support I have been receiving from my practitioner. I'm realizing more and more just how truly blessed I am to be a member of this church. I'm also grateful for the quiet treatments that cascade throughout our lesson. Ceaseless silent prayers that open the door to understanding. Grace delivered on the wings of boundless love. Faith, patience, and mercy unspoken. All the lessons building upon the next that have awakened me to the power and presence of God, which has changed my life in such a wonderful way. All given freely out of the love for God. So grateful for all of this, and I thank you all very much.
Thank you. Yeah, this is Bruce. I know I've mentioned our website before. Here I am, I'm mentioning it again. There's so much wonderful stuff on there, and there's an article on there that helped me immensely just this week, and it's called "Evil Appears But to Disappear" by Edward Kimball. And it talked about, you know, if you're feeling grumpy or aggravated or irritated or whatever, the thing that's needed is to rejoice. Well, that happened to me earlier this week. I don't know, got aggravated, upset, disturbed, whatever. And whenever that sort of thing happens, it's amazing how easy it is to look at somebody else and think that they're the ones that's responsible for me feeling that way. That's the nature of the beast. It's how it works. But the thing that's needed is to rejoice. And I read that article, and it was so helpful. And I just started thanking God for every good thing I could possibly think of and just started rejoicing in my mind out loud. Next thing you know, that being aggravated left completely. And the thing that I was working on that I thought was the source of it all came to a very harmonious conclusion, and God was on the scene, and everything worked out harmoniously. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, and thank you for Christian Science and those inspired writers that wrote those articles that are on our website. It's amazing how helpful they are. So I'm so thankful for them. Craig.
Thank you for those readings on obedience and the inspiring and happifying hymns. I've been to churches has really preserved my happiness. Learning Christian Science and as Murray Baker Eddy wanted, as has provided it. It has provided and keeping me happy. I've learned over the years, God has this good work for us to do. And it's important for all people to at least to feel that good is going on and it helps their lives and their existence and heals and draws them here and over the internet and every which way. And more will probably be discovered. But I find that no matter, I do my best. If I step in a hole and things don't work out right, there's always a way out. And don't intentionally to get into trouble. But more and more I find that just grateful for those, including our accountant and our practitioner, that helped me through little mazes of trouble that I've stepped in. And it has really been a blessing. Now I got to the point where errors arguing even when I'm right and telling me that I'm wrong. And it feels good to be able to have the lesson to say, turn to God and God's work is done and God's going to show the right way to do it and could bring it about. And to feel His love when that wonderful thought about exactly what to do and how to do it comes about. And that will happen all the time. So I just thank God for the success and the lesson. If truth is an overcoming error in your daily walk and conversation, you can finally say, I have fought a good fight, I have kept the faith, because you're a better man. And more and more I find that if error argues, it doesn't mean that I'm wrong. Just means that I just have to find my peace and work correctly to bring about what God's plan is. And the next time it's even easier. I thank God for this church, and I'm sure there are good examples that we set for everybody that sees and sees us and wants that peace and happiness. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom from Iowa, go ahead.
I'm grateful for this church and for God. Those were good readings and hymns, thank you. And I'm just grateful to be learning what I'm learning here at Plainfield and just learning so much, coming closer to God and feel the gratitude of that. I've shown that many times and learning such important things. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Day-Day. Day-Day from Georgia. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the readings and all of the testimonies given so far. Through my study of Christian Science, I'm learning a new way to work each day with an understanding that my real work is to be obedient to God in order to bless in all that I do. In my job working for a major home improvement company, I interact daily with sales consultants, installers or contractors, and customers, which can become very angry for various reasons. One thing that's helped me tremendously is learning not to be offended by taking in any negativity or by taking it personally. This helps me to remain calm
and to help others to maintain or regain their peace when necessary. Keeping my thought on the idea of one mind helps me to remember that God has the answer to every single question that may arise, and helps me to remember that divine love alone meets every single need. This week has been very hectic, and in the past few days, I've seen the great difference between scrambling around, trying to complete tasks and resolve issues myself, which is the only way I used to know, and letting God work through me, lead me, and guide me through all that I am to do, which is what I'm learning in science. Most importantly, I'm seeing the positive impact that working with God has on me and all who I work with each day. I'm so grateful for all that my study of Christian Science is blessing me with, which is making me a greater blessing to others. Thank you so much for all the work that's going on here that's strengthening me and the rest of the world. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Thank you. Carol.
I've just been very grateful recently for my job. I got this job many years ago. I needed a different job, and I just didn't know quite what to do or where to sign up or just exactly how to go about it. And I asked for practitioner help, and the practitioner told me that your place is established, and God already knows where you're to go. Well, very shortly after that, before I really had any chance to do anything, I got a phone call. My dad, the company that he worked for, they needed an employee, and he called an agent to find out if they had an employee that would be appropriate for them. And they didn't, but the person on from the agency said, "You don't have to know somebody who's looking for a job as a secretary, do you?" And my dad said, "Well, yeah, my daughter is." So she called me, and we had a meeting, and she sent me on an interview, and it was a wonderful interview, and I got the job, and I've been there for all these years now. And the really wonderful thing is that as I grow, the job changes, the job grows, and it just becomes more interesting every time. I've just been given a new task, and it's extremely interesting, and I just can't thank God enough. He had the most perfect position for me, and he's guiding me and guarding me through it all the time, every day. I am so grateful to God for this church and for what I've been taught here and what I'm still learning here about God and his provision for every one of us. And so grateful for practitioner help that I've had over the years. And thank you for those readings tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Sharon.
When I first came to this church, I thought I was being obedient to God because I was such a nice person. If there was an issue and it wasn't right and somebody was going to feel bad, I would say, well, I'll go with what they think, and I'll feel bad because I don't want to make anybody feel bad. Well, I was married, and a situation came up in my home, and I called a practitioner from this church and asked for help. And I told her the problem, and my thought was, you know, just go along with it because that was the loving thing to do. And the practitioner said to me, "Who are you trying to obey? God or man? Are you trying to please man or God?" And I realized I was trying to please man. And after that, it taught me not to be a doormat, to stand up when something isn't right, to speak up. And that means in my own thinking, if I get a wrong thought, instead of just letting it go by, I need to address it and stand up and obey God and handle it that way. I am so grateful for this lesson. It's brought me through many situations over the years, and I'm so grateful for the Office of Practitioner and all the help I've had. This church is just a wonderful place to be, and it's teaching how to use pure Christian Science as Mrs. Eddy wanted it to be lived. Thank you for the readings.
Thank you. Benjamin.
Yeah. I'm very grateful to be here tonight. Last week, Monday, we got an invitation by a member of the church to come to their home and finish up a movie that we didn't finish up, I believe, the week before. Very good movie about the Bible and the sacrifices made to preserve it. I really want to see the movie. So that evening, I was coming back from work. So as I was driving down the highway, 78, going west, there was a lot of traffic, very unusual because it wasn't, the place I was coming from, it doesn't usually have that traffic. Then I started wondering why the traffic and if I was going to be late to the movie. As I was approaching towards Plainfield exit, the traffic started to get a little bit more condensed. Then when I got to exit 40, the exit 40 is the one that takes you to Plainfield. And on the left side, on the east bound of the same highway, I found out there was a horrific scene of accident right there. And that had people on the east side, the traffic jam was like more than 10 miles. But it was also affecting the west side of the highway because people were slowing down, trying to have a glimpse of what's going on. Then I look at the scene of the accident, I look at the vehicles that were involved. If you look at it, you will not want to look at it the second time. How the vehicles were crushed and the impact of the whole area. Then I started praying. I don't know who was involved, but I saw one of the vehicles that was involved was a police vehicle. I think it was a state trooper vehicle. And that was the one that was actually, that was crushed badly. And I don't know how anybody would come out of it, you would imagine, if you look at it. But I was praying that time, whoever was involved, that God would take care of them. And the thought never left me, the picture never left me, but I tried to control myself. But the picture kept coming to me, and as the picture kept presenting to me, throughout the week, I was praying also. I never stopped praying. Then, towards the weekend of last week, I don't usually get news like that, but I just got a news feed to my phone that was describing about the accident. And it turned out that the officer that was in that vehicle was airlifted after the accident, and he was taken to the nearby hospital. He survived. He only had a few fractures. And the civilian who was in the other vehicle survived, and he also had a few scratches on his body. But their vehicle were crushed to pieces. If you look at the vehicle, there's no way you would think, humanly looking at the vehicle, you would think nobody would come out of it. But I know I wasn't the only one praying. I'm sure a lot of people, good citizens, who saw that were praying. Especially looking at the police vehicle, you know they're always out there putting their life in danger, helping everybody, making sure that people were safe. So you cannot help but pray for him. And God, you know, graciously answered our prayers. And I'm very, when I read that news that strangely came to my phone, I was so happy, and I couldn't stop by sharing the news with people that God had done a marvelous work. I'm so grateful for this answering prayer and the work that our police officers are doing and the protection they are giving to all of us. And we will continue to pray for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Florence from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to give gratitude for an article on our website. I've read it many years ago, but it's called The Power of Prayer by Gilbert Carpenter. In this, he talks about how he was ill in Mrs. Eddy's home when he was there, and what he did to really help him was to just let his thought go out to bless all, everybody, everywhere that could be ill also. I have found that article so helpful, and I've used it many times, what he did, to help me with challenges that have come up in my life. To me, it meant a practical obedience to loving one's neighbor. I had to use this again recently, when during the night, that's just a general feeling of discomfort was challenging me. And all I did was declare God's presence, his power, everywhere, and let my thought go out to every remote area, in villages, in far countries, everywhere where probably people have no way to get to a doctor or anything like that, in every sick room, in every home where there's, you know, fear or pain. And I must say with absolute gratitude that after I finished that, I had a peaceful night and the discomfort was gone. If anyone is having any challenge, please do this. It's in obedience to God's law to love others. And while we're doing that, we are blessed tremendously. Thank you so much, Feli, for your beautiful readings and for that service. Happy to be here tonight.
Thank you. Okay, to close our meeting tonight, Lil, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 282. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Praise him, angels, in the height. Sun and moon, rejoice before him. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise the Lord, for he hath spoken. Worlds his mighty voice obeyed. Laws that never shall be broken, for their guidance hath he made. Hymn number 282.